Perek of Zvachim. Ezim Akoyim Shal Zvachim. Kodshe Kodoshim Shkitosim Bat Tofon. Kodshe Kodoshim, which include Chatos, Oilo, Ve'oshim, are shechted in the northern part of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdosh. Par V'Soshim Yom Kippurim. There's a par which was brought for the Chatoim of the Kohanim, and the Soyer, it was a Kohen of the Kohen Gadol, and the Soyer was for Klal Yisrael. Shritosim Batzalfim, Kibul Domukli Shards Batzalfim, the Shecht in the northern part of the Azar, and also the blood was received in a holy vessel also by somebody standing in the northern part of the Azar. Domatun Azayel Ben Abadim, the blood will be sprinkled in between the, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in between the poles of the Aron, Vala Paroiches, one time on top, seven times on the bottom of each one, Vala Mizbech Azov, and the four corners of the Mizbech, and seven times on the top of the Mizbech. This is the Mizbech inside the base of Mikdash. And Maton Achas Mein Makovis, if he did not do even one of the those sprinklings of blood, the whole thing is possible. You have to start over again if you don't have any leftover blood. The blood that was left over in this vessel after everything was sprinkled would be poured on the western hole on the bottom of the on the base of the Mizbeach. It was on the western one because that was the one closer to the Kodesh, the Beis HaMikdash as it was coming out. Im lo nosen lo ikev, Tanav HaMishnah holds the shiraim of this korban is not ma'akif. If you did all the sprinkling on the Kodesh HaKadosh and Pereches Mizbeach HaPnimi, then pouring the rest of the blood out on the aside of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, of the outside Mizbeach, is not ma'akif. If you didn't do the korban, it's still kosher.